And the next, if I can find it, is called Mule Team and Poster, and describes what might have been seen, perhaps, from a bus window in Alabama in 1936. It describes a photograph made by Walker Evans then and there. You well may recognize the photograph. I hope so, in fact. Otherwise, I haven't done a very good job. Two mules stand in front of the brick wall of a warehouse, hitched to a shabby flatbed wagon. Its spoked wheels resemble crude wooden flowers pulled recently from a deep and stubborn mud. The rains have passed over for now, though, and the sun is back, invisible but everywhere present, and of a special brightness, like God. The way the poster for the traveling show still clings to its section of the wall, it looks as though a huge door stood open, or a terrible flap of brain had been peeled back, revealing someone's idea of heaven. Seven dancing girls, caught on the upkick, all in fringed dresses and bobbed hair. One wears a Spanish comb and has an escort. The poster is torn in places, slightly crumpled. A few bricks here and there show through. Meanwhile, the mules crunch patiently the few corn shucks someone has thoughtfully scattered for them. And a long shadow, the last shade perhaps in all of Alabama, stretches beneath the wagon crookedly, like a great scythe laid by there and forgotten.